Firstly, thank you to Ronan and Sylvia. Can everyone hear me back there? Yeah. And they should continue to see only Simcha and Bracha in their home, outside their home. You know, I've never given a shiur outside before. If I get distracted, it's only because I see a direct shot to the basket right there. And Shkoyach to Shlomo again for joining another Ish Kodesh event. And you should have a safe trip up upstate. Amen. You stayed extra late for us, so thank you for that. It's very appropriate that we're having this Tu B'Av outside under the stars and the moon. There's a halacha brought down in the Ramah that chuppah should take place outside. And the Hasidim are very makbid on this. Certainly Lubavitch, very makbid. Even in the January, the cold winter, they get outside and have the chuppah underneath the stars. There's an Indian like that. So tonight, talking about Tu B'Av and Shaduchim and the chuppah is very fitting. So I want to speak about marriage, relationships, those who are married, and even those who are not married yet could learn a lot, I think. And being married to one spouse, everyone's certainly married to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So I'm going to talk about a relationship that we have with our spouse as along the same lines and have in mind the relationship we have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. You know, the summer's a funny time, depending on your age and how old your children are, but many children go up to camp for the summer, and those with older kids feel the sense of empty nesting, and the house becomes quiet. First, it might be a little nice that it's quiet in the house. There's no fighting, there's no arguing, there's no mess. But then you begin to feel empty. It's eerily quiet in the home. And then you begin to try to, you know, scrape the bottom of the barrel to have what to talk about with your wife. When you're dating, for however long you're dating, so there's what to talk about. You find out when her birthday is, and what's her favorite color, and her favorite food, and all the unimportant stuff. But as you get older, you learn everything about her, and you guys talk frequently. It's just you two of you having Friday night dinner, Tuesday night dinner, no kids to bother, and the same conversation, just how was your day, what did you do? And sometimes that empty feeling is how we feel with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That we say the same thing every single day, the same Shemoneh Esrei, the same Bracha, the same Pesukei Dezimra. We're scraping the bottom of the barrel to find something new to say, some Hischadshus. And the past 3 weeks, the Bein HaMetzarim was a time period where there was real emptiness, where Kadosh Baruch Hu wasn't even to be found. The various Pesukim describe our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kalmana, the widow without a husband, Kenida, the separation of husband and wife, and Kegrusha, all types of separations with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that emptiness is felt within the home with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The word get is a remez to this. I mentioned to the Sam Lechever in the summer, Kolo. But the word get itself, I wrote up also in the last week, I just realized as well, in the Parsha write-up. But get, Gimel Tes, stands for Gimel for 3 weeks, and Tes is for the 9 days. Get is a time period of the Bein HaMetzarim where there's a separation with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But then Tu B'Av comes. Tu B'Av comes and begins the ascent, the reunion with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's an ascent to Yom HaKippur. Everyone who learns Maseches Tainus knows that Tu B'Av is found in two places, in Shas Tainus and Bav Basra. But there's a mission in Tainus which tells us that the Lo Hayu Yomim Tovim Li Yisrael B'Chamishas B'Av Kiyum HaKippurim. There's no greater, no happier day than Tu B'Av to Yom Kippur. So there's a relationship between these two times. So from tonight to Yom Kippur is an ascent to Yom Kippur, which that very same Mishnah goes on to tell us, B'yom Chasunaso, Zeh Matan Torah. That when the Pasuk in Shir Hashirim tells us Yom Chasunatza is the day of Matan Torah, it's not what you think. It's not Matan Torah of Shavuos. Rashi tells us it's Matan Torah of the second Luchos, which was Yom HaKippur. So we're beginning the ascent to climb the mountain to the Chuppah. To the Chasna, to the Chuppah, underneath the stars in Yom HaKippur. And the Sfarim point out that there are 55 days from tonight. Start marking your calendar, 55 days until we get to the big Chasna, which is Yom Kippur. And the Mishnah describes that what would happen in Tu B'Av, the ladies would dance around in circles, like a chuppah, and they'd wear clay lavan, they'd wear white clothing. And the significance of the white clothing, the Rapture says, because during the 3 weeks, there was this period of nida, if you will, with the kala, Klai Yisrael was nida. And now as we're preparing for the chasana, we wear levanim to prepare for the tara process. And the Gemara Nida tells us, asks the question, Rabbi Meir says, Mipnei ma amra Torah nida l'shiva. Why is a woman nida for 7 days? Mipnei shirogaba v'katzba, I don't need to explain this. Amr Torah, the Torah says, Tehei Timea Shivas Yom Shibitame for 7 days. Why? Kidei Shetei Chaviva Abayla Kishas Knisasa L'Chuppah. That way after the whole Tara process, it should be like the Chuppah again. So this time period of Tu B'Av where the ladies dance around in Levanim to prepare the Tara for Yom Chuppasa, Yom Chasunasa, Yom HaKippurim. So these 55 days points out there may know them. 55 is the same gematria as Kala. Kala is 55 because the Kala is preparing herself for the big day, Yom HaKippur. Now this number 55 is a very important number in the Svarim, HaKadoshim. The significance of 55, other than it being the gematria of Kala, the Gra writes, Rabbeinu Bechai writes, Megal Mukos, this Yartai was the other day, yesterday. They all point out that there are 955 Rikim. 955 different levels of the Shemaim. Because the Gematria of HaShemaim is 955. The way it works is the end of Mem is not 40. After Tuf, it's 400. But after Tuf, all the end of letters come. End of Chaf is 500, end of Mem is 600, and end of Nun, and so on. There's 600, 700, 800, 900. So HaShemayim, the end of Mem being 600, HaShemayim is 955. So the Shemayim is 955 Rikios. That's Rabbeinu Chai writes, or the Begra writes this. And the 955 Psukim in Sefer Devarim. All of Sefer Devarim has 955, because each Pasuk we're climbing a new rung of the different Rikios. And when we get to Hazina Shemaim, the Parsha Hazina Shemaim, to listen to Shemaim, pay attention. So in that Parsha, the last 55 Psukim, which is the Kala preparing, the place we get closest to Kadosh Baruch, the last 55 Rukim, the time period between Tu B'Av and Yom HaKippurim, that Pasuk points out the Gra, the 901st Pasuk, all of Sefer Devarim, in Hazina Shemaim. Re'e, re'u atoya da'ani, says Moshe, now I know, anihu ve'ein Elokim imadi. It's just me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and no one else. When you get to that final stretch, the 55 highest rikim, there's no one else other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you. There's no malachim, there's no one else, just our nation. It's what the Kohen Gadol enters into the Kodesh Kodashim, on Yom HaKippurim, on Yom Chasunaso, there's no one, no Adam Ba'al Mohid. No one else is there, just the Kohen Gadol who represents all of Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch. That's in and of 55, the highest Rikim in Shemayim. And when things are quiet in the house, and just you and your wife, I always tell chasanim that after they get married, they should continue to date their wife, even when they're married. Which means take them out to eat once in a while. Go on a vacation once in a while. Doesn't mean a 1 week, 2 week, 3 week to one of the islands. It could be, you know, a couple days to up to the country, a couple days to the city, a couple days somewhere. But the idea is to continue to keep things fresh, keep things exciting when it's just Hinam levadad yishkon. Hein. That silence, that solitude with man and wife, with Klai Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when things get quiet at the home and they're empty nesters and the kids aren't running around, we're trying to figure out what to talk about. What did this person do? What did that neighbor do? What did the kids do? Maybe it's a time to reflect on what we could do better. How often do you sit down with your wife and figure out how I could be a better person? What type of chesed, what type of organizations I could get involved with? Just a couple of weeks ago, someone came over to me in the shul and told me that he has a lot of free time because Baruch Hashem business as well. And he's trying really hard to get involved in an organization, some type of chesed. The reason why things get dry sometimes in a relationship and conversation because we only think about we just talk about nothing. But when we talk about how we could grow, we could talk about how we could become better and closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, how we could help people, friends in the Kehillah, so then things don't get empty because there's always people who need help. We think about coming close and climbing those 55 Rukim to come to the area, Kodesh Kadashim, to Yom HaKippurim, to Yom HaSunah, so then things don't get dry at all. So the Chida points out, you say in the Pasuk, beginning of Bereishis, when Adam and Chava, husband and wife, first come together, Al Kain, Yadav Ishas Avivis, Ima Vadavak Beisha Vayula Basar Echa. The Chida points out the Gematria of Chasan and Kala, plus those two words, the same Gematria as Basar Echa. Because these 55 days, the Kala is preparing herself, but Yom HaKippurim is Basar Echa, it's the Chasan and Kala together. I was just curious. I wanted to see which pasuk, which number pasuk this Al Kain Yazov Ish is in the entire Torah. You can't make these things up. The 55th pasuk is Al Kain Yazov Ish is Aviv Es Ima V'Davak B'Ish of Hayul Basa Echad. So I just want to finish off with a beautiful medrash which I've shared before in other venues, but it's an incredible medrash. And I'll just read the English because I found it first in Rav Yitzchak Ginsburg's book, Sefer and the Mystery of Marriage. He writes in a very moving way, this medrash, the power, the understanding of a relationship. And oftentimes we think everything's about the kids, and the kids, of course, are always very important. But sometimes that means we forget about ourselves and our own relationship. And when we get to the point where the kids are married, out of the house, then what do you have to talk about anymore? So the Medrash goes that it's about a Jewish woman who was married for many years but had not had children. And her husband decided therefore to divorce her, so he went to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who told him that just as they celebrated their marriage with joy, so should they celebrate its severance with joy. Make a big party. Celebrate the divorce. So the husband, listening to the orders of his Rebbe, prepared a great feast, at the height of which he asked his wife to choose whatever of his possessions she desired, assuring her that he would not refuse her anything. And what did she do? So she served him so much wine that he got drunk, and the husband went to sleep, and then told her servants to take him on his bed into her bedroom. And the following morning, when he awoke and found himself in her home, he asked her why he had been brought there. Wasn't it clear that he intended to divorce her? And so the wife replied, says the Medrash in Shir Shirim, Didn't you tell me that I could take whatever I wanted? Well, I desire neither gold nor silver, nor precious gems, nor pearls. All I want is you. You yourself are the sole object of my desire. And when the husband heard this, he again became enamored of his wife and took her back. And in the merit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed him with children. And this, of course, is a lesson to all of us. The importance of that relationship is, to a certain extent, more important than the children. In Panemius, it's certainly true, as children are separating and making everything much further, the parents together is creating Bas Echad, bringing everything back to Kodem Mechet, to Gan Eden. Goes on to explain this is true as well with our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That the mitzvahs, I don't mean this literally, but the mitzvahs somehow get in the way. And when we're doing mitzvahs, we don't realize the bigger picture. When we're learning and when we're davening, we don't realize we're talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're missing who the husband is, who's the chasan, and we're the kala. And the mitzvahs are supposed to be done in such a way where it's supposed to inspire us to come closer. So in the zechus of Tu B'Av, we should all be zocha, those who are not yet married to be zocha, to find their shidduch soon. And those who are married to be zocha, to build that relationship in a much greater way. And as a nation, as a people, we should grow to be united with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, at Chasen and Kala, Basa Echad, to celebrate the Yom Chasunasa, Yom HaKippurim, with the Gula Shlema Bamitas, Meher V'Yamenu, Amen V'Yamenu. Much of it.